Gillingham are on the Wembley way.
Hello and welcome to the Jills Fancast. Yeah, Jills made it back-to-back home victories yesterday with a 2-0 win over then league leaders, should I say, Wycombe Wanderers. So joining me today, as always, is James Hawkins, and we're just going to look back at yesterday's game, what was good, what we can still do better, and yeah, just dissecting what was, in the end, a positive afternoon at Priestfield. So, yeah, James, it was a 2-0. Did you think it was well worth the win in the end yesterday?
Yeah, in the end, I think. Definitely. I think it was. I don't think we played badly for the first half. I just think it was a scrappy affair, wasn't it?
And yeah.
Not kind of either side could grab the game by the scruff of its neck and really get hold of it. I think Wycombe had more of the ball. Was bottom tested?
No,
not really. It just seemed their game plan was... I was watching Gareth Ainsworth interview after the game, and even he said that they tended to play off Akinfenwa a little bit too much, which I thought for the majority of the game, that was their game plan. And I thought after 45 minutes of doing it in the first half, surely they would have come out second half and gone, well, that isn't going to work, we'll play a different way. But they just carried on doing it.
Mm.
And in fairness to the back four, we sat here last week, didn't we, and said that that's a real problem. I thought Bonham, Fuller, Aymer and Ogilvie were very, very good yesterday. I think what helped is the fact that the game was played a lot in front of them,
yeah,
and not behind them, and didn't get behind. I think that helps them an awful lot. But they won their tackles when they needed to. Akinfenwa was a strong guy. He is quite clearly not at his best anymore, but he can cause you problems. And I thought Ogilvie and Aymer dealt with him really, really well. And yeah, going into the second half, it was up until Hannon and the frame that the game just swung, didn't it? And I made a little bit of a tit of myself, didn't I?
Yeah, your reaction to Steve Evans' choice of substitution to take Manjon off for Hanlon wasn't greeted with a great deal of warmth from you.
No.
And 30 seconds later, you had the humble pie out.
I did.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people in the ground probably felt the same way, that see Hanlon ready, stripped and ready to come on. I think a lot of people assumed it was going to be Njoli that was going to be replaced.
Yeah.
And then maybe it just goes to show why none of us get paid to make these decisions, because, yeah, obviously Hanlon's come on and had that run, but I don't think Manjon keeps up with him for the cutback.
Definitely
to score,
not.
Whereas Njoli's got that pace about him to get into the position. And to be fair to him, it's one hell of a finish.
It is a
on
really
the swivel
good finish.
To find the top corner.
Yeah.
And from there, it was just a case of we were sitting there going, are we going to have this funny 5 minutes? Are we going to have this funny 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And then luckily we got the penalty. I think it's just about a penalty. I think it's soft, a little bit soft.
Yeah.
I think Lee is obstructed as he puts the ball through their defender's legs, but I don't think it's enough contact for him to throw himself over to the floor,
no.
But he has been obstructed, so I can see why the ref's given it. And yeah, to be fair to Njoli, he's put the penalty away really, really well. And from there, 2-0 with sort of 12, 30 minutes to play, it's like, surely this is going to be the one. You still get a little bit nervous thinking if they score with five to go, it could go wrong. But to be fair, we managed the game a lot better, didn't we, from the lead yesterday?
Definitely.
It seems like we've taken a step in the right direction.
Really good game management from us. The introduction of Ben Pringle seemed to calm us down.
Yeah.
What a quality footballer he is.
Yeah.
Bringing that sort of quality off the bench with 15 minutes to go is certainly definitely what you want, really. I thought Mark Byrne was really good again. And I don't know if I said it to you or I said it to Owen, that He's a complete different footballer under Steve Evans.
Yeah, I thought he was really poor last season, but this season so far, he's really stepped it up a level.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot better. He seems to be doing the things that he's good at well, and he doesn't seem to be overcomplicating things and running around like a headless chicken like he was a little bit last year. He seems to be cementing that midfield position in what is a talented midfield. Would he start? You look at our midfield. What was our midfield yesterday? Jones, Byrne, Lee,
Marshall.
What
do you think of Marshall yesterday? Do you think it was an improvement from him yesterday?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was an improvement from him. He's disappointed me since he's come to the football club. I feel that he's holding. It almost feels like he's not even got out of first gear yet, and he's holding back a little bit. And whether that's fitness or I don't know, or whether that's a little bit of confidence, I don't know what it is. It's just we haven't seen the real the effects that Mark Marshall can do. He does it in glimpses in games, but I've not really seen him tear someone apart, which is quite disappointing. Jones was good as ever. I think Lee was quiet first half, but obviously Evans said that he was poorly and shouldn't have even been out there. And that's credit to the boys, isn't it? That after squad come down with a bloody virus and really, you look at that 2-0 game and could anyone argue that we've been comfortable for the afternoon?
Except Bonham's not really made a save.
Yeah.
In 90 minutes.
And they're league leaders. For a reason.
But they'd started the season well. They would have been full of confidence and we nullified the threats there. And I know that sort of before the game, a lot of us were quite surprised with their team. Because it seems like a lot of the players that they'd signed over the summer weren't involved for whatever reason. But obviously, a clean sheet yesterday. Do you think the back four will take a lot of heart from that? Because obviously, we kept the clean sheet against Bolton, but this not being horrible to Bolton, but this is the proper football team we've played yesterday.
Yeah. In terms of men.
Yeah.
Realistically. And, yeah.
So we need to try and follow that up, don't we now?
Yeah, I think that's a massive, So I definitely think that's massive confidence for them. Bonham hasn't had anything to do for the afternoon, really. Fuller. Better second half. Thought he had a poor first half. I thought he gave the ball away quite cheaply at times. Definitely stepped up the second half. Thought back to Aymer and Ogilvy. Like we said, it played into their hands a little bit that they didn't have anyone running off them. But credit where it's credit's due. You've got to play to the people that are in front of you. And Akinfenwa is a handful. And after the guy Samuel come off, who looked a little bit lively, Scott Kaskev come on, and he's a lively player. And I think what was better this week, that balls in the box we dealt with a lot better. There was a lot of them, that there was little drop downs and stuff like that, and instead of teams like have before have got the second drop down, we were first to them yesterday. And organisation wise we were a hell of a lot better than we have been. Now can we go on a little bit of a run? Can we go and get back? Tuesday for me is a massive game, huge game, because I think we've got to start building those performances now. We can't win games and then lose again, and win games and lose again. We've got to start putting a run together. It's a perfect opportunity Tuesday, because Saturday's tough game, Ipswich. They've started the season really well. They've got some really good players down. Obviously, they've got RX number one in Holy. I think Bristol Rovers. Yeah, we can win Tuesday night. We can afford to drop a couple of points Saturday if it doesn't go our way. But Tuesday's the one. We have to get a result Tuesday.
Yeah, because I know obviously one of them was against Bolton. But yeah, that's now in the last three games at 7 points from nine. Which I don't think anyone can have any real complaints over.
City Forums were quiet yesterday.
As much as it should have been 9 points from nine, really. You know, we should have won last week. You know, at the moment we sit. I know sort of a lot of the talk in the forums was, It looks after 10 games last season, Lovell had 8 points, and it don't look like we're going to get that far. Obviously, we've gone past that now, so we're on 9 points after 7 games, so people can calm down on that one. Listen, we're not sitting third or fourth in the league, but, you know, we're 14th. I think we're a point off the top.
We've had a tough start, though.
You know, we're unbeaten in the last three. I think we're getting there.
We've lost one game. It looks a lot better sitting here after a win, I must admit, because you're sitting here after a draw or a loss or whatever, and we've only lost once. You're probably looking at it like, well, yeah, you lost once, but you've only won a couple or whatever. But we've played 7 games. We've won 2. We've drawn. Have we drawn?
Yeah. We've drawn quite a few.
We've drawn a couple, haven't we? Drawn a few. We've lost. Yeah, and we've only. Yeah. So we won 2. We've drawn. Well, 6, haven't we? Five. Yeah, 5.
We've drawn to Doncaster. 4. Drawn to Tranmere.
4, yeah. My mouth ain't shit.
Drawn to... We drew to someone else.
Yeah.
Can't think who. But no, I think... we're moving in the right direction, for sure.
Blackpool drew to...
Have I seen us play better this season than we did yesterday? Probably.
Yeah.
That first half at Tranmere, the first half against Blackpool was... a more sort of, from an entertainment point of view, it was better. Yeah,
but I think it probably gone down with half of them out there were on their sick beds.
Yeah, yeah, because having said that 8 of them had it, and considering we've only sort of got 19, 20 players,
yeah, it's half the squad.
It's a big chunk of the squad to be having problems. And you know, he said himself, I've got Jakubiak on the bench who can't play. Yeah. He's just there to make a number up. So his hands were tired a little bit, and you know, I know he said in his interview afterwards that if you said to me Tuesday that was going to be the starting 11, I'd have given you a bit of a strange look.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I was, when I see it was Manjan and Jolie up front, I was a little bit not sure how well we're going to go about scoring today. But, and I must admit, I thought Jolie was poor first half. I really did. But if he can get in the ball in the right areas, he knows how to finish. That's the
he does.
That's the thing.
Natural goal scorer, isn't he?
It's just a case of getting him the ball in those areas. But obviously, yeah, the catalyst for us really taking the game to Wickham was the introduction of Brandon Hanlon. And obviously, he started the first few games. Brandon, don't think he's scored yet, has he, in the league?
Yeah. He's got his Bolton.
Did he? He's got one. But I know he missed a couple of chances in that game. And I don't think he was...
He might have been on one.
He's been quite as sharp as he was towards the back end of last season. So do you think it will sort of... him coming off the bench against some tiring defenders and having that impact is going to do him some good now.
Yeah, because he's made an impact. And I think Evans said that, to him before he come on, go and get yourself in the team, and that's what he's done. That's what he's done. He's developing as a footballer, he's developing as a man. I think I put it on my Twitter yesterday that, like, I quote tweeted the goal. And I said, how many times last season did you see Brandon Hanlon put a defender on the floor from weights? Like weights in someone. He's obviously been doing his work in the gym. He's working hard off the pitch. And he's, like yesterday, if he's reaping the rewards on it, it's only going to be beneficial for the team and him. I thought he was brilliant when he came on yesterday. He won us the game. He won us the game. Just for his energy. The number five of Wickham, I don't know who he is, but he had a horrid time against Hanlon.
He wasn't good.
Yeah.
The number five, I must admit. And I feel like yesterday's game is, like, while people have been critical of our start and, oh, look at us 18th, whatever, I thought yesterday was the biggest proof of why the saying is true, that you don't read anything into the league table until 10 games in.
Yeah.
Because I can assure you now, Wickham will not be anywhere near top of the league by the end of the season. Like the first 4 or 5 games, teams might have an easy start
They had Southend, Wimbledon, Bolton. Yeah.
That's probably why they're top of the league. So you can't really read much into the table for the first 10 games because they wasn't great yesterday. Like I say, I know that a lot of their summer signings didn't play, which I don't know the reasons for that.
I think a couple of them had knocks.
Whether there was injuries or whatnot. But obviously, we can only play what's out there. And I know... I see the stats on my follow got tweeted afterwards. And if you look at the stats, it looked like we was battered. It says we only had 4 shots and they had like 13.
Interesting.
But then when you actually watch the game...
Bottom hasn't saved anything.
I thought we was worthy winners in the end.
Has Bottom made a save?
No. I think they were pretty much all off target.
Yeah.
So no, I all in all, we were sitting there first half saying we're a little bit bored.
Like you said, I don't think
that was the fact that we was awful. It's just that it was one of them type of games that just needed a bit of quality to show, and that's what happened. Obviously, in the second half, we had, like Evan said himself, we were two moments of real quality in the game was Handon and Jolie linking up for the goal, and then Ollie Lee's little nutmeg to win and the penalty.
That's what it takes at this level to win football matches.
Just when you compete, and then
tight little
use your quality when you can.
Tight little games like that, and there will be plenty of them in League One this season because it's a very, very competitive division. There isn't anyone that you look at there and going to go, yeah, you know what, they're going to run away with it. You can't, I don't think there's anyone in the division now that you can look at like that. And it does take little tight games and important games do take 70, 75 minutes to inject into life, and it's up to then, have you got that quality to go and win the football match? And last season, we didn't have that. We didn't have any of that quality. We were kind of open. We were looking at Tom Eaves and going, are you going to make something happen here? Like, can we get the ball into Tom? Where, really, obviously, Handon's made the goal from yesterday. It's a good little bit of quality from Lee to make the goal. And the goals are getting shared, aren't they, around the pitch? And it's quality from all over. And then you've obviously got Ben Pringle coming off the bench. And he's a real class act at this level. And he's another quality footballer that just calmed down the game. And it was good game management from us in the end. And that's where the difference is from this year. Is that, we don't have a great depth in the squad, but what we do have is real good quality. And that's what Evan said at the start, was that it probably won't be the biggest of squads, but what we will have is real, real good quality. And I felt from last year we had quantity instead of quality.
Yeah.
And we've now got real quality, that people in there that can win us football matches. And we can see that yesterday. If we can tighten up at the back, we're going to be a real, real force, I think.
Yeah, because sort of what I was just about to ask you, obviously, like with the first half panning out as it did yesterday, 0-0 at half time.
Yeah.
Last season, do you think we lose that game?
Yes. What, with the... It's hard. It's tough, isn't it? Because we've got different players.
Yeah.
But obviously...
But like you said, where last season we may not have had that quality to have that moment. We might have got to 70 minutes and gone, it ain't going to come, but and sat back and lost the game.
Like your question, like if you go back to the last season with us, like the same set of players or whatever and same management, we do lose that game. We do. We've got a better quality side now. We've got a better management, and we'll win at home.
Yeah, so two wins from three in the league at home.
Yeah,
which is nice. And Evans obviously said that's a big thing for him, that he wants to improve the home form. Yeah. I think the atmosphere is getting better.
Yeah. Certainly at 0-0 yesterday, it was rocking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're trying to get behind the team and get them over the line, which is good. Like I said, we've played seven games. We're on 9 points. So, three away from that 10-game mark. How many points would you say is a success from the first 10 games?
We've got 9 points, you say?
We've got nine from seven at the moment.
So, who have we got next season? Who have we got in there?
Bristol Rovers,
Ipswich, Oxford.
Yeah. Oxford, who have let 15 goals in already this season.
They won yesterday, didn't they? They beat Tranmere. Six points out of the next three games.
Another 6 points, another two wins.
Yeah. I think so.
And that would get us to 15 from 10, which would be I think that'd be a pretty decent start, to be honest.
Yeah, what's that, 15 out of possible...
30. Half your points.
Half your points.
Wouldn't be a disaster.
No.
Because Tuesday night we do go to Bristol Rovers. How did they get on yesterday?
Don't know.
I don't even know who they played. I don't recall seeing their result.
I don't know. I think they won. I think they did. Yes, they beat Lincoln 1-0.
Oh, did they? So that's not a bad result for them. Was it, we played Bristol Rovers twice on Tuesday nights last season as well.
Yeah.
If people remember, away we won 2-1 in a game where Callum Riley scored and then got sent off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at Priestfield, they beat us 1-0 when Johnson Clark Harris scored that screamer from range. What are your feelings about Tuesday in terms of, do you think we can go there and follow it up with another win? Or do you think that it's not an ideal time for us to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, given the fact we've had this illness going around the camp?
It's not ideal. It isn't ideal, but they've now got today and tomorrow to get over it, to have a little bit of a rest.
I know he said he doesn't normally on a Sunday, but he was giving them all the day off today to keep them away from each other. And I think Scully said he was going to be like sending someone round to disinfectant the old building and whatever to try and just make sure it's completely gone. Because that is the thing. I think Evan said yesterday that we've got the smallest squad in the league bar none.
Yeah.
So, obviously, when that is the case, we need to make sure... Obviously, injuries happen.
Yeah.
Injuries happen, but if one or two do get ill, we do need to try and make sure that it doesn't spread like a wildfire and throughout the squad.
It did, yeah.
And it did.
Yeah. I would assume that having a 48-hour kind of rest period... it's obviously longer than that because they then got all day Tuesday to give themselves a rest before they play as well, which is obviously quite helpful. It isn't like a Saturday that they're playing at 3 o'clock, like middle of the afternoon, and they got all day. So they've got all day today to rest, all day Monday and all day Tuesday to rest. So it gives them near enough 3 days to rest themselves. I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be fine. I think we'll have enough to fit and fire in and really go at Bristol Rovers. I can imagine Njoli will start. I can imagine Hanlon will start. Lee will hopefully be okay. I can imagine Pringle will come back into that team. I think Alfie will be okay. Burner, I don't think he was one of the ones, was he? Didn't look like he was one of ours. Tom O'Connell will be okay.
He said it was...
Did he say?
I think he said Joe Walsh was one.
Yeah.
I think he said Tom O'Connor was one.
He looks all right, Tom, didn't he?
He said Cisse was one. He said Lee was one. Pringle was one. Jakubiak was one. Who else was on the bench? Two more.
O'Keefe?
I don't know if he said O'Keefe was one. I know he said there was eight of them.
Yeah.
I don't know, so you can see a couple. Do you think he might bring Pringle back in for Marshall, maybe, to try and go for that sort of that same midfield four that he had in the Tranmere game?
Yeah, potentially.
Which was working quite well for large parts. The interesting thing with us this season is that apart from that Tranmere game, we've not conceded in the second half in a league game.
Really?
That
is interesting.
Doncaster was first half.
Yeah.
Burton were both in the first half. Coventry was first half.
Yeah.
Tranmere games, anyone could see. I don't know why that is or what that could be down to.
See, maybe his half-time team talks could maybe motivate him a little bit. Weird, isn't it? It's good.
Well, maybe that is a good sign that if we can get through first halves in decent positions, then hopefully the Tranmere game was a bit of a exception to the rule where... But hopefully, yes, that's another thing from yesterday. Hopefully now, because obviously we've gone 2-0 up four times this season. Obviously, the Bolton game was the Bolton game. That ended up five. Yeah. But then we had the Blackpool game, went 2-0 up, chucked it.
Yeah.
Tranmere, 2-0 up, chucked it. And both times we chucked it away in like the space of 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So hopefully, having that 2-0 lead...
Mental, isn't it?
And getting through it with the clean sheet, hopefully that's another... That's the thing. That's what I think part of it is. It's just a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Because once you made the same mistake a couple of times... It does start playing on the mind because they're human beings at the end of the day. So hopefully...
We didn't even have that 5 minutes yesterday.
No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't. We didn't really look under it too much stress at all, did we?
No.
Because I kept saying to you, like, we were sitting there at 2-0 up saying, they've just not really offered anything. And I said to you, I said, we've been good defensively today. And but that's partly what worries me.
Yeah, I know.
Because I feel like there's just going to be an error coming somewhere. Yeah. But no, to be fair, it was a much improved defensive display yesterday. You know, are Bristol Rovers going to be massively pacey? I don't, obviously, I know Nichols plays up front. He's not They've got the quickest.
They've got Clark Harris, haven't they?
Obviously, Clark Harris was a handful last season when we played him. So I don't know. It'll be a tough game. I don't know how they've started the season, points-wise. I
don't know.
Because obviously last season they struggled, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Sort of they were like us. They were fighting for survival for large parts of the season.
Well, they won yesterday. They drew 3-3 with Accrington. They lost to Burton. They beat Oxford.
It seems to be a bit like win-lose then.
Yeah, they beat Tranmere. They lost to Coventry.
Yes, they've been quite inconsistent.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, they lost to Blackpool. They drew 0-0 with Wickham.
So one draw, 3 wins, 3 defeats.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
so it seems like they're a little bit inconsistent. So hopefully we can take the good from yesterday's game and carry that in. So what do you make 2 changes? You bring Hannon into the starting lineup, and you bring Pringle back in?
Yeah.
For
Marshall and Mandrum.
So you don't think Kubiak will come back in, even if he's over his illness?
Potentially, but Anjoli's got the confidence from yesterday from scoring.
You think he'll keep the system?
Yeah.
Or he won't go back to the three up top?
I think you can't change a winning side too much. Yeah. You start doing that, you lose a bit of consistency. And Jakubiak has obviously been in form and been fit and firing, but I mean, if he's still on death's door, then there's no real point, is there?
No, I think Hanlon's more than likely going to have played himself into a starting spot. Because I don't think Mika Mandrum was as effective yesterday.
No.
He was... Because obviously I said to you, didn't I? Like, I know you got a little bit teary when the sub was made. But I did sort of say that Mandrum hasn't been particularly effective himself. But Evan said that it was in his mind that he was going to use Mandrum to sort of try and bully the centre-halves a little bit and then bring Hannon on to exploit the spaces. Yeah. To be fair to him, it sounds like that's exactly how it played out. But it's easy to say that's how you planned it when it works.
I know.
But no, I think... I don't know about Pringle. I don't know if he'll bring him back in or not, or whether he'll keep Marshall in there. I can see the possibility of Pringle coming in just because it's away from home. And he might want that little bit more solidity in the midfield. But no, the back four won't change. I mean, it can't really change.
No.
There's not much. That is sort of the concern that when illness and injury does strike, that we've not got much room for manoeuvre.
Not really.
In our back line at the moment. Obviously, Hodgson's sort of the only defender that we've got laying around. And I can't see Fuller getting dropped.
No.
Good to see him get his... Evans make sure he got his recognition from the Rainham end at full-time yesterday.
It was nice. And, 200 games for Gillingham now for Barry Fuller. And he's actually better now than he was the first time he was around.
I agree. I do agree.
I think he's a better footballer. Whether that probably comes from experience and playing more games. He's now effectively playing on a better side. But there are still some things that we get frustrated with Barry, but what you're going to get from him is that he will never give up. He will give you 110% all of the time, and even if there's a tackle that he looks like he's never come out of it, or he somehow gets out of it. Yeah, I think he's a fantastic pro and he loves the football club, and you want that. And in order to be successful, you need those type of people around.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good example of sort of how Gillingham fans sort of look at players, because is he the most technically gifted player we've ever seen pull on a Gillingham shirt? No, not by a long way, but if you go out there on a Saturday afternoon at Priestfield and you give everything you've got for that shirt, you'll be appreciated, regardless of whether you're good, bad, or a little bit indifferent.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fuller's been good second time round, but, you know, I thought first time round, like you say, he was a bit younger, and I thought he was a little bit more shaky defensively.
Yeah.
But even when he does have his bad games, his desire and his work rate and his commitment to try and stop goals going in our end, he might have had a bad 80 minutes, but then he'll stop a goal by throwing his body in the way or something. And that just sums Barry up. And you know, Evans himself said he thought Barry had a poor first half yesterday, but second half Evans said he got his twin out of the car and then put him on for the second half. But no, it's a really good achievement. I don't know if it's just me, but I thought he'd have played more than 200 games for us.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years he was here first time round.
Where did we sign him from?
He came from non-league when Stimpson turned up.
Did he come from Stevenage?
I think he came from Stevenage, yeah.
And he played... Did he play the first year when we got relegated? Or did he?
I think he signed that January. So I think he played that half a season. He played the promotion season.
Yeah.
He must have played the year after when we went down.
Yeah.
And maybe he left after that? Or did he do another year?
He played with McDonald and Akinfenwa. I remember him playing. I'm pretty sure he did.
That was the first year after we come down?
Yeah.
So he played that
one. I think he left the year that Alan come in. I think he left that year.
Maybe. Might be.
I think he might have left that year.
Might be. But no, he's been a fantastic servant. How much longer he goes on for?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. What is he now? 30?
35, he's 36. I don't want to do him injustice. I reckon he's 35.
Don't know. I'm on Wikipedia in this, am I?
Wikipedia it. Barry, he's got to be 35.
Barry, if you're going 35, I'm going 36. Wow, we're both wrong.
He's not older, is he?
He's 34.
Sorry, Barry. and on that note, I said to you yesterday, what age will Akinfenwa play till? Because he literally could play forever because he doesn't run.
He doesn't move, does he?
He just stands there and he pops that ball off his neck of ease or his chest.
Yeah, he's next. He's the next attached to his chest, so... He's 37.
He can't have long left. Surely. Surely.
Last year.
Now, but I said to you yesterday, I'm surprised he's been at Wickham for that long. Because normally he does 1 year, doesn't he? And moves on. But he's been at Wickham for like 3 years.
Yeah, he's been at Wickham 3 years. 2016.
He's probably had about 20 clubs.
Wickham is the club that he's played the most for.
Crazy.
He's played 124 times. Scoring 37 goals. He played for us. First time around, he played for us 44 times. Second time around, he played for us 34 times. He's had 1, 2, 3. I'm not counting Leighton Orient because he's played one game for them. 11 clubs.
Only 11? I thought he might have more than that.
Because he's been at Northampton and us twice.
He played for both of us twice, didn't he? Anyway, we went off a bit of a tangent. So lastly, before we wrap it up, prediction for Tuesday?
2-1 Geelz.
Oh, are you going for back-to-back wins?
Yeah, I am.
Back-to-back wins, 2-1. I am going to go... Yeah, I'm going to go the same. I'm going to go 2-1.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go from Jody to get another one. And I'm going to go for another goal from Ollie Lee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully, we'll be right. Great minds think alike.
Well.
We're not two great minds, but we're thinking alike on this one.
Mate. Yeah,
well. No, hopefully, we can make it two wins in, 4 days?
Yeah.
Get a win Tuesday and we'll be looking up into that top half for sure.
The playoffs.
And the title challenge will be back on. but no, in all seriousness, yesterday was good. It's another step in the right direction, which is all we want to see in these first 10 games, really. Obviously, yeah, we want results, but we want to see that we're moving in the right kind of direction. And it's hard to argue that we're not doing that at the moment. And hopefully Tuesday will be another big step in that regard. So, yeah, let's hope it's another 3 points. And lastly, up the Gills.